I want to discuss a little entertaining hypocrisy for a minute, okay? And it's a story into a story. That's the best way I can describe it. So I'm sure by now you've all heard the New Year's hubbub involving Don Lemon and the crew over at CNN, right? You've all heard the hubbub. If you haven't heard the hubbub, let me fill you in. Because it goes with what I'm talking about as far as political correctness. So the hubbub that is going around, of course, involving Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and, of course, Kathy Griffith. And it was the CNN New Year's bash. Now, me, myself, I watched Fox. I watched Fox. I wanted to see DT. Okay? But I wanted to see DT. Plus, I like that one girl on Fox. I don't remember her name. But she's got like the big hair and the things. And just, I like her on Fox. Anyways, Don Lemon was lit. Okay? He was lit. He was lit to the T. And, of course, Kathy Griffith and Anderson Cooper were trying to be outrageous because that's what a hag and a wonderful man like Anderson Cooper do as far as being outrageous, being flamboyant, you know. And Kathy Griffith took off her shirt. She did. She took off her shirt and had a bra top. Now, you couldn't see nipples, but nonetheless, it was a bra. And I thought it was kind of amusing in the sense that there were kids all over, like kids on the railings for New Year's. Kids. When I say kids, I'm not talking about five-year-olds, but definitely people under the age of 18. But that's another story all into itself. Anyways, Kathy Griffith takes off her top. And she decides to walk to the guardrail and show everybody her breasts in the bra. And this happens. Anderson Cooper is, of course, being, oh my God, Kathy, please, what are you doing? There's kids around. Oh my God, please, what are you doing? You know, being Anderson Cooper, being the guy that hangs out with Andy Cohen from Bravo. Hello, you know, he's wow. So Don Lemon then proceeds to tell Kathy Griffith that she has a nice rack. He says, gee, Kathy, you have a really nice rack. I didn't know you had all of that. And he's saying this with Brooke Baldwin right next to him. And Brooke Baldwin is supposed to be a serious journalist. I mean, they're all supposed to be serious journalists, which is funny because that's not being very serious. Imagine during the day and throughout the evening, you're getting news from CNN and from these journalists, and they're telling you about Iran, and they're telling you about Saudi Arabia, and they're telling you about ranches being, I don't know, on stand-up alert. The numerous things that have been going on and have gone on in the past. All of these serious, serious stories are being reported on by Brooke Baldwin, Anderson Cooper, and Don Lemon. Now, I get it. New Year's, you party, you let your hair down. It's fun. It's hijinks. I get it. But there's something about a news organization. People that are not supposed to be biased. People that are not supposed to be activists. People that are not supposed to be in the bag for Democrats. That are not supposed to be in the bag for the President of the United States. There's something about this line that everybody always says is never crossed, meaning the media is not biased. There's no liberal bias to the media. They don't favor one party. They don't try to promote an agenda. BS. There's something about the straight newscasters being drunk on TV, telling people they have nice racks, getting in hot tubs, seriously, getting in hot tubs with spectators that are part of the New Year's celebration. And then today we're watching all of these people discuss important events. Hell, Anderson Cooper is going to have a sit-down interview slash town hall meeting with President Barack Hussein Obama to discuss guns and discuss legislation that he needs to take executive action on because he's too weak to get something passed through Congress, which is supposed to take place when a sweeping reforming bill is coming down the pipeline, like gun legislation. The guy that is running around with a half-naked hag on New Year's is sitting down with Barack Hussein Obama to discuss guns come Thursday night. Are you going to tell me CNN is not state-run, state-owned? When you listen to Don Lemon, when you listen to Don Lemon wig out because somebody is talking about Bill Clinton's past, are you going to tell me that they're not state-owned and bought? You're not going to tell me it's a little weird that the straight news people of CNN are drunk, saying over the top, sexist, degrading things. I mean, telling a woman she's got a nice rack, I didn't know you had all that. You're going to tell me that's not degrading? You're going to tell me that's not sexist? Remember, anytime Donald Trump has said anything, and I'm not talking about Donald Trump today running for president, but Donald Trump in the past, anytime he's ever said anything like that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, people have pointed out, look how sexist that is. Look how degrading to women that is. And here you have a news anchor, somebody that is supposed to deliver all of us news, inform all of us, not promote an agenda. Here you have news people. Imagine Walter Cronkite. Imagine that. Edward R. Murrow. Imagine these guys going, hey, Barbara. Hey, Barb. Hey, Walters. Yeah, what? What do you, what? You got a nice rack on you. And Walter Cronkite pokes his glasses down. I didn't know you had all of that. Imagine. Of course it would never happen. Of course it would never happen. Of course. Hell, if you even want to go more current, you think Peter Jennings, you think Tom Brokaw, you think they would have said, hey there, Connie Chung, you got a nice rack on you. I didn't know you had all that. You think Dan Rather would have said, hey, Diane, hey, Sawyer, I'm talking to you. Yes, Dan, you got a nice rack on you. I didn't know you had all that. Of course not. Of course not. And if that was a Republican, if it was Fox News, there'd be outrage beyond belief today. Fox News gets people being outraged because they have attractive women hosting shows on their program. All of the liberal blogs would be exploding right now. If Sean Hannity was drunk. Remember, we're not talking about the low-level yahoos on CNN. I mean, the only person missing from this crew is Wolf Blitzer. I mean, you're talking about the three main faces for CNN News. Baldwin, Cooper, and Lemon. Cooper does presidential debates. Cooper does sit-down town hall meetings with Obama on guns. These are important people in the news world, or at least they're supposed to be. These are low-level yahoos that do the weekend news segments. This isn't Michael Spermanish, Anna Navarro. This is Anderson Cooper. This is Don Lemon. This is Brooke Baldwin. And then after this whole situation plays out, Anderson Cooper is on his Twitter having his followers vote on Kathy Griffin's boobs. I mean, how is that for over-the-top sexism? That for liberal media having this weird double standard. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Completely and utterly bizarre. Anderson Cooper, the guy who's going to sit down with President Barack Hussein Obama, the guy who's going to sit down with the president to discuss guns and to put forth an agenda to take an executive action, circumvent Congress, and attack the Constitution. This is the same state-run media that constantly calls Donald Trump a dictator, a fascist, compares him to Hitler. All of the state-run lapdogs will make fun of something Donald Trump proposes. They will say, oh, does he really think he could do that? The only way he could do that is by being a dictator. And here's Obama doing something that affects the Constitution, that affects something that millions and millions and millions and millions of people have died for, to protect our gun rights. They don't call him a dictator. They don't call him Hitler. They don't call him a Nazi. And if you compare Obama to a Nazi or Hitler, state-run media loses their mind. So here's a candidate running for president in Donald Trump who says, oh, we've got to stop the illegal immigration. We got to stop all of these radical Muslims from coming to this country and wreaking havoc, not just with terror acts, but with their speech in their mosques. And you have state-run media saying, Donald Trump can't do this. He's acting like a dictator. And here's Obama ready to take executive action and to infringe on a sacred amendment in our Constitution. And who's going to help spread this propaganda? Remember what the Nazis believed in. Remember what Goebbels. Remember. Create a lie. Say the lie. Repeat the lie. Do it over and over. Do it louder and louder. And eventually everybody will believe it. And he who controls the media controls the message, and in turn put all of that together and ruling the world is at the fingertips. And at that time it was the Nazis. So here's the President of the United States. Infringing. Forget infringing. Smashing the Constitution. With the help of state-run media. A media that will push that agenda. A media that talks about women's breasts. A media that asks millions of people to vote on women's breasts. A media that does not practice what they preach. It's amazing. Amazing. It's amazing. And how this all ties in to a personal experience I had is very simple. If you go to my Twitter, which is at Rob Zicari, okay? At Rob Zicari, you will see a tweet from a prominent, and I got to imagine this person's prominent because they have credentials that involve salon.com, that involve the Daily Beast. So I think prominent is a word that we can use. This man's name is Gary Legum. At Gary Legum. That's his name. It's GARYLEGUM. Gary Legum. And it says on his Twitter feed, Salon and the Daily Beast. Now, this Gary Legum wrote an article, okay? He wrote an article, and he's obsessed with Donald Trump. He's obsessed with him, okay? He just, for Salon.com, did an article breaking down Trump's TV ad. So the guy's obsessed with Donald Trump. These are part of the same group of people that complain that the media created Donald Trump. And if the media wouldn't cover Donald Trump, then he wouldn't be popular. But somehow he's part of the media that gets a pass. Because this guy writes articles that appear on Salon and the Daily Beast. That's the media. This guy, Gary Legum, writes articles talking about Trump. So, on one hand, part of the group that says the media created Trump, and if they would just stop talking about Trump, Trump wouldn't be popular. But yet, he's writing articles about Trump. He's talking about Trump. It's amazing. So this guy writes an article. And the article is about an article. That's it's funny as hell. About an article that was written about Donald Trump. So there was an article, and I think it was either Bill Kristol or one of the other old school Republicans that talked about why Republicans like Trump and the appeal and so forth and so on. So the piece basically was white guilt. It really was. This guy, Gary Langham, has a lot of white guilt inside him. A lot of white guilt. Like an exuberant amount of white guilt. Serious, serious amounts of white guilt. It's that white guilt that talks about how white people have run the world and the United States for hundreds of years, and they're evil and they're bad, and now they're going to get their up and comings. I mean, seriously, it's this whole white guilt article. So I hit the guy up. And I say, no insults whatsoever, ladies and gentlemen. No insults. I said, checked out that article today. Can you say white guilt? You should just whip yourself along with Joan Walsh and Rachel Maddow. So I'm not insulting him. I'm not calling him names, nothing like that. I'm saying your article makes me feel white guilt, and you should whip yourself. Put yourself in the role of being a slave and just whip yourself, because his article basically says, hey, white people, because you controlled this world and because you had slaves, you should be punished. You should be ashamed. I'm serious. You got to check this article out. And on our Twitter and on our feed, when this piece comes out, will include the article. So I said, again, check out the article today. Can you say white guilt? You should just whip yourself along with Joan Walsh and Rachel Maddow. Now, Joan Walsh used to be at Salon. She's now at another leftist rag. And of course, we all know Rachel Maddow and her infatuation with the right, and her being a bleeding heart leftist. So the response I get, okay, the response I get, ladies and gentlemen, now remember, this is a Salon writer, a Daily Beast writer. These are the pillars, okay? These are the pillars of the leftist media front. I mean, Salon.com and the Daily Beast, is so left, it will make your eyes gush with leftist blood. I mean, they are just beyond left. So remember, talked about Don Lemon, talking about Kathy Griffith's rack, talking about Anderson Cooper, creating voting tweets to judge Kathy Griffith's rack. Imagine that. Brooke Baldwin being part of this sexist, degrading display that is front and center on CNN, and yet they criticize anybody for doing what they are doing. This Gary Langham responds to me and says, "Okay, thanks for the tip, Robert De Niro's retarded brother." Imagine that. A lefty using the word retard. Remember. And you could go on Salon.com. You could go on the Daily Beast. Remember the outrage that they all had when Donald Trump was supposedly criticizing a former Washington Post writer for having baby hands. Remember that. This Washington Post writer, who's now a New York Times writer, has baby hands, like the hands that Chris Elliott had in Scary Movie. Remember, Chris Elliott would stir the mashed potatoes up with his baby hands. Remember that? This writer for the New York Times and for the Washington Post has baby hands. And the media was outraged that Donald Trump would make fun, or supposedly make fun, of somebody with a handicap. The Daily Beast was outraged. Salon.com was outraged. And here they are. Remember, this is a writer for Salon.com and a writer for the Daily Beast. This guy has a new article out on Salon.com. Here's a writer for Salon.com calling me a retard. Calling me a retard. Imagine that. Imagine that. The left. The left. The left, who is outraged at Donald Trump for supposedly making fun of somebody with a baby hand. Outraged that Donald Trump or any other Republican would say something that they would perceive to be sexist. And yet Don Lemon is talking about women's breasts. Anderson Cooper is taking polls on women's breasts. Imagine that. Imagine these people. Imagine Gary Langham. This guy calls me a retard. So then I hit him back and I say, laugh out loud, because I was laughing. Typical liberal blogger responds with an insult and not very PC. Better call the PC police. Oh, I forgot. You're the lieutenant. So then he hits me back and says, an insult? You reject from the Geico caveman casting call. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your leftist media. There's your leftist media calling people retards, calling people cavemen, commenting on people's breasts, having polls on how someone's breasts look. These are the liberals. State-run media. These are the people that are constantly wagging their fingers in your face, saying what you're doing is wrong, what we do is right. There you go. Salon.com calls me a retard. Remember that. Remember that. A website that criticizes anybody and everybody on the right who does the slightest thing that they deem not PC. And here they are calling me a retard. Real nice, salon.com. Real nice, CNN. Real nice, Daily Beast. We need to take our country back. We need to take our country back from these animals, because that's what they are. They're animals. This Gary Legum is an animal. The people at Salon.com, they're animals. The people at the Daily Beast are animals. Don Lemon, animal. Brooke Baldwin, animal. Anderson Cooper, animal. CNN, animal. They're all animals. They're all rabid animals. They're all diseased animals. And they're trying to kill us. They're trying to overrun this great country with their filth, with their disease. And we need to stop them. We need to exterminate them. We need to eliminate these rabid animals. It's about time we fight back. We must stand together and say we will not take this anymore. You liberal scum. You rabid animals. That's what you are. You're the dirty rabid raccoons that eat the garbage that are in the back of In-N-Outs and Whataburgers all across this great country. Because it's people like Gary Legum and people like Don Lemon and people like Anderson Cooper and people like Brooke Baldwin that are destroying this great country. And we need to take it